Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Hopefully very loud when they're on offense and second and third down and making it hard for them. But just the energy, the juice, the vibes. Our goal is to get to the fourth quarter and have Mr. Brightside be playing. And I know the fans love that, but that gives us such a little shot of energy that, you know, we're going to need going into this game.
Listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
It is Football Friday. Destiny's calling. Football Friday brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. By Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We have a special Facebook Live Playoff Football Friday on WGR's Facebook page. You can see our faces on Facebook.
Congrats.
Brought to you by, yeah, dreams come true, huh? Taquito Lindo, Williamsville Experience, Mexico in the 716. Here we go. Bills and Ravens Sunday. I just watched, you know, a small mini rant here.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills win, it's going to be amazing because the last 72 hours plus, maybe even more than that, It's just a Derrick Henry fear fest.
I know.
I just watched a Dan Orlovsky clip. They should put warnings on these. It's that Baltimore is going to line up six offensive linemen and a fullback and mm-hmm. two tight ends
mm-hmm.
and basically go ahead and bring you 4,000 pounds of football player in front of Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And that no team in the NFL is equipped to stop their six offensive linemen and two tight ends and 300-pound fullback, and what could the Bills possibly do?
Yeah, they're basically going to be a super version of Navy
right.
in this game, feels like, right?
That is what it feels like.
Navy.
And
which, if you don't, Navy, like, never throws the football.
Why aren't the Ravens running the wing T? Wishbone, whatever you need. It's a lot of Henry fear. A couple people write in when we started with the one stat about his yards per carry average. When he doesn't get touched within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, his average is 24 yards.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm thinking, boy, can the Bills keep him to less than 10 yards of carry?
Well,
this, the whole conversation around this game is how it is impossible to stop them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is it not at least debatable that it's the greatest rush attack in league history?
Well, I told you.
How do you beat that?
They broke the NFL record for one quarterback and one running back yards passing and yards receiving. They passed the right. all-time leaders. It was Ben Roethlisberger and Le'Veon Bell. Two put up more right. yards than any other tandem in NFL history. These two are now it.
Right. Like, if you're racking your brain trying to figure out, like, what the Bills should do on Sunday, like, the Bills are not alone in this. Like, everyone that's played Baltimore has tried to figure it out. There just might not really be a figuring it out, and you just have to hope that, you know, you get a couple plays to go your way, and maybe your offense puts them into being more one-dimensional, because Jackson is the greatest running quarterback, at least by speed and making guys miss, for at least, that we have ever seen. And Henry, you can make the argument he's the best running, he's at least the only running back that I've seen like him, where he is that big and that fast at the same time, where you just don't want to tackle him. Like, it's two historic talents together, and they've got the fullback, they've got the tight ends to do it. Like, yeah, they're, this is why, like, the Taron Johnson conversation is interesting, and the Bills having an option for a third linebacker, and are they built to play a team like this? Because Baltimore is built so that when they play a team that is smaller and likes to be a little more finesse on defense, they can just hammer you. And I, how the Bills counteract that, like, there might just not be an answer, really.
803-0550. We've got the...
this is the Week 4 game.
Week 4 game, Bills-Ravens on the screen. Ravens 7-0, Bills with the ball and driving. And this drive falls apart because of a pair of holding penalties.
Yeah, that was one of them right there.
Even on... you know, 2nd and 14, they get it to 3rd and 7. Then Allen scrambles on 3rd and 17 to set up a kick.
Yeah,
to go 7-3. So they moved into Baltimore territory. They moved to at least midfield on both drives.
Mm-hmm. But just got the drive stopped.
Execution. 803-0550. Give us a ring. Wide open phone lines. Chris Brown, bottom of the hour. What are your vibes? What are your vibes at? I would say, you know, we are probably guilty of it too. That so much of the conversation is about Baltimore's offense and not the Bills. I do think around here that's just basically because most everybody expects the offense to be okay. It's been okay almost every game against any kind of opponent. Joe Brady has had answers for pretty much everything teams have thrown at them since the Baltimore game. Since then,
right.
How many bad games they have offensively? You might have a slow start mixed in against Tennessee.
They were bad against the Texans, which was the very next week after that.
Sure. So those two games.
But then since then.
And then what? You've pretty much had answers.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of belief in Brady. That might be why we're focusing more on Baltimore's offense against this Bills defense and what to do. Getting closer. 803-0550. I also saw Channel 7's website for the game. Experts suggest two things for this game. If you're going to this game, dress warm and avoid alcohol. So
avoid alcohol,
that's what it said.
Beer is supposed to make you feel warmer, but it really doesn't.
I think that's the idea. Yeah, what about a beer slushy? How's that work? What's the science on a beer slush? There's gonna be slushies out there on Sunday.
Like
naturally,
naturally made.
You're gonna
slushies.
Open your beer, and it's gonna become a slushie.
I'm not going to the counter to order a slushie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy something, and then the cold is going to make it into a slushie.
You would think, yeah.
You're basically in a slushie machine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Jeremy. First off, I want to say enjoy yourselves at the game. Stay warm. Wish I was there. And that Kyle Williams clip always gives me chills. You know, it definitely makes me, I can't wait. One of these days I'll be in that stadium to be able to experience it, but you're not going to find me there this Sunday because it's too cold for me. I'll enjoy it at home. One of the things I was thinking about was, you know, sometimes Lamar gets a little careless, you know, he carries the ball like a loaf of bread. And I was thinking, you know, takeaways is going to be huge. I hope that we step up with the takeaways in this game, maybe slap the ball out of his hand. The peanut punches. I want those peanut punches this game because it's going to be cold. And stopping Derrick Henry at the line is key. So all I could say is enjoy the game, look on the bright side, and may the better team win. Enjoy the game, boys.
Thanks, Rob. Fumbles this year. That is one thing about how cold it might be. I'm going all the way back to Deflategate and how the Patriots, the scandal about the ball and what happens to it.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Brady want it deflated? Because of the cold, or it naturally deflates a little bit, blah, 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 all that stuff. But holding that ball without a glove, I mean, quarterbacks in the NFL, that's why hand size is talked about. Among other things, it's ball security. And is that not a lot tougher in a game like this where it's that cold?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more of an emphasis to tuck it. this year.
The Bills forced the most fumbles in the league this year, I believe.
That's right. And we don't have the exact location of every one of those. How many were quarterbacks? It feels like not that many. They punched balls out of receivers and backs and tight ends.
Yeah.
Downfield, the peanut punch is not something often employed on a quarterback because you know quarterbacks aren't tucking and running as often as a receiver or a tight end might be. But Lamar this year fumbled against the Chiefs in the opener, fumbled against the Bills, and the Bills recovered it in week four, twice against Cincinnati, once against Tampa, once against Denver, twice against Philadelphia. He's, you know, so there's a handful of balls on the ground for him.
Yeah. It does feel like, though, more of the Bills ones have been down the field. The receiver gets it punched out. Like, it really has been that one play. It's been the peanut punch that feels like it's most of them.
Here's an Isaiah Likely catch in coverage on Baylen Specter.
The touchdown that just happened in the game that we're watching from week four. So it's Henry out of the backfield on play action.
And who's
the guy that was responsible for covering him on that play? Nicholas Morrow, who's not on the roster.
Yeah.
Like, the personnel is so different. So different.
Mike in Buffalo. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys, how you doing? You know, I agree the Ravens' rushing attack is just as scary as you guys are painting it, but I feel like without Zay Flowers and definitely him not being at full strength, I think there's a good chance they go two tight ends, you know, majority of that game. And I see that as an advantage for our defense, even though it's a hard thing to stop. It's pretty one-dimensional. And, you know, if you get those four punts you were talking about earlier, you know, I think Josh Allen can outscore them. And if they come out with a good game plan and you get up 14 points, I think that even puts a lot more pressure on them. Do you guys agree with that at all?
Yeah, we'll see. Like, the one thing I would say about it, thanks, Mike, if Flowers is not there, it definitely limits Baltimore's flexibility, variability. I mean, he is a dynamic receiver who can win down the field. He can win the middle of the field. I mean, he's very good. He's a Pro Bowl receiver. He made his first Pro Bowl this year. Yeah, to not have him he's by a mile their best receiver. And now it's Bateman instead, who's a former first-round pick, and he's okay. But, yeah, I would say that it limits them. I'm not sure if the Bills have an equivalent like this. It might be Shakir to not have Flowers, as maybe to not have Shakir, but they rely on Flowers quite a bit. So I think it makes sense, the idea that if he's not there, they would lean more into the run game. It comes down to, and this is what the Orlovsky clip was, when he's going through the Ravens' six offensive linemen and two tight ends and a fullback and Lamar handing it to Henry.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And he basically said, if the Bills cannot stop this, they will not have a chance. So, okay, they commit everything to stopping that. Then it becomes what? Throws to Likely, throws to Andrews. If that personnel package is on the field, can they still find ways to, you know, make plays in the passing game? Lamar's legs. I mean, they're a multi-headed monster, of course. They've got great players. They've got a bunch of Pro Bowlers. Wouldn't we say they have the better roster? They have the better roster.
They have the better roster, yeah. I mean, that was an argument why Allen should win MVP, wasn't it?
Right.
Is that you've got 9 Pro Bowlers. You've got 5 All-Pros. We've got 1, the quarterback. Yeah, where are they not a better roster? Like, you could say the Bills' offensive line is better than theirs. I would definitely say that.
Okay.
I could probably make an argument that their corners are better. Right?
Sure.
If Benford and Humphrey are close enough, and then it's Douglas over the Stevens, or even if it's Trey White out there. And am I done? They might be better. They might be the better wide receiver team going into this game if Flowers doesn't play.
You're saying the Bills might.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, how amazing is it that these two teams are about to line up in the divisional round, and like, who's the best receiver? On either side?
Mark Andrews.
Like wide
Khalil
receiver.
Shakir.
Who's the best wide receiver in this football game on Sunday?
It might be
Shakir.
It's got
to be Shakir.
Yeah. 803-0550, which, by the way.
Or Bateman. Like, Bateman's
okay, too. If the Bills don't win, I see two paths forward if they don't win about what we will spend our offseason talking about in this game. And I don't think a McDermott fourth down decision or decision to kick is going to be it. I know that a lot of our games or our conversations center around his decision making. If their defense can't make stops, it'll be should you obsess and get thicker in the defensive line and make sure you can be more able to stop teams that run the ball, something the Bills have not often done. They have almost, I mean, you would say to a fault, they do not invest heavily on the interior of the defensive line. They just haven't done it.
Not since Ed Oliver.
Nope. Ed Oliver and
that
Dwayne
was 5 years
and
ago.
Dwayne Carter. Those are the two picks on the interior of the defensive line.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a long time to go with not picking any beef up the middle. And I feel like that'll be a conversation. How much do the Bills change their stripes and really invest in the interior of their line rather than waiting for guys off teams to get waived to come back for return engagements like Quentin Jefferson and Jordan Phillips?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one potential way we're talking about it. And the other is if, you know, Baltimore gums up the middle and they got to throw to the outside and Cooper and Coleman can't get it done, it's how come you weren't good enough out there?
All right.
I feel like those are the two.
Yeah,
those are the
right.
two conversations if they lose. And the third one probably is like, you know, maybe McDermott one. Maybe there's one about Tyler Bass missing kicks. I don't know. Or we could just, instead of all that, talk about going to Kansas City and getting a win. And going to the Super Bowl. You know? To San Antonio next for John. Hey, John. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, I was remember watching Henry when he played for the Titans. And it seemed, and I know it's a different team. I know it's certainly a different quarterback. I know all that. But it just seemed that when... watching that game, if you can make Henry go east and west just for a step rather than north and south, he wasn't, you know, we were able to stop him pretty easily. I think our defense is a very good sideline to sideline defense. So if we can stop the initial burst going north and south or north and south and make him go to his left or right a little bit, I think we'll be fine. I really do. So that's what I'm counting on. And, yeah, so that, I think the – and always remember, you know, I hear all the hype about the New England against the Giants in the Super Bowl. Well, guess who won that game? So I think the Bills are going to win it this week, and I think they're going to win it by at least 10 to 14 points.
All
That's
right.
how confident I am.
All right, let's hope so. That'd be fun. So on your point about getting Henry to run east-west, there's a lot of data to back this up. NFL Next Gen Stats has a stat they call efficiency for running backs. The total distance a player traveled on rushing plays, according to Next Gen Stats, per rushing yards gained. So the idea is the lower the number, the more north-south you are. right? If you run straight up the middle and you run 35 yards straight up the middle, that's 35 yards.
Mm-hmm.
If you run off to the outside, outside the tackle, up the sideline for a 35-yard gain, you probably ran 50 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So the NFL can do that on efficiency. And who is the most efficient running back in the NFL?
Henry?
Derrick Henry. Which means that north-south. So yeah. To the point, if you can plug those holes and force him to the outside, that gives you time to get guys there. They run it well into an eight-man box. They run it well when you they do everything well. That's the other thing about Baltimore. You can't even lean into last week for the Bills in Bo Nix. It was, he's not very good against the blitz, right?
Right.
You get there, he's not very good against the blitz. You really can't find anything this year that the Ravens don't do well. Lamar against the blitz, one of the tops in the league. Not against the blitz, one of the tops in the league. I think he's top two in both of those
mm-hmm.
in EPA. So, I don't know. If you're McDermott and Bobby Babich today, McDermott said right after the game he went to his office to get to work. Has he left it?
He's been in the office all week.
I mean, is this...
Yeah.
What we need, and you know, we had our fun, we need a Sun Tzu-level game mm-hmm. from the defensive coordinator, from the defensive staff. What answers do you have? We won't demand perfection because we think the offense is going to be good enough that if the Ravens score 24, I think I've got a good chance to win that game. So you have margin for error built in from your quarterback. You just can't have it be where you're never getting a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Which, the way that people talk about this Baltimore offense, it seems like there's a lot of that. So Henry, the most efficient running back in the NFL. Average time behind the line of scrimmage is another one there. Like, how long does he spend behind the line, waiting to pick the hole, whatever. Like, there's a lot of different next-gen stats things that are kind of cool about this. So, but efficiency, there he is. Number one, Henry. Number two, look at this list of running backs. You'd appreciate this. Most efficient. These are the most north-south runners in the NFL. Number one, Henry. Number two, Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Chuba Hubbard. Number four, Bucky Irving.
Yeah, Bucky.
Rico Dowdle, Jonathan Taylor, Jerome Ford. And then?
James Cook.
James Cook. Efficient, north-south. 803-0550. Matt on the cell phone on Football Friday. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Something that hasn't been talked about a lot, I heard you reference it a little bit with the fumbles. At temperatures of where they're going to be this weekend, the fumbles increase about 35% over normal historically because the ball gets a lot slipperier and your grip strength actually decreases significantly in the cold as it gets colder. So for every degree that it's going down, when temperatures get that cold, there's an exponential increase in the risk of a fumble. So the Bills should be ripping at balls left and right. If Jackson wants to be back there trying to dance around, just rip the ball because that ball is coming out a lot easier than it normally would.
Matt, thank you. I'm immediately this is the best game because we're digging. We are in.
We're
deep.
Looking for anything.
I'm now looking for the spider chart for Lamar Jackson's draft status. Where do his hands rank? Where are we? Because I've got the number. It's. What was Kenny Pickett hand size?
Oh, they were like the smallest ever.
Okay, well, Kenny Pickett hand size, yeah, he was under 9 inches. Lamar's 9.5 hand size. Let's Josh. Okay.
Bigger than that, I think. Right.
Josh is bigger. The average NFL, here you go. The average NFL quarterback hand size is 9.7. So Lamar is below average. Josh is 10 1/8 above average.
Okay.
We're going deep on this Football
this
Friday.
We're
hand sizing. Yeah. We're analytics on north-south running. We're getting into the probability of fumbles based on temperature. What don't you get from us here? Chris Brown's going to join us on the other side. It is Football Friday. You can give us a ring if you'd like. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law, Car Crash, Call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Substarter, Game Day the Crosby's Way. You can also join us on our Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Playoff Friday Facebook feed.
Brought to you by Taquito Lindo Williamsville. Experience Mexico in the 716. Buffalo and football go together like chips and salsa. Make Taquito Lindo your next destination for authentic Mexican street food, proudly serving at the highest rated restaurant in Williamsville. Taquito Lindo offers tacos, burritos, bowls, and quesadillas, all accompanied by an upscale cocktail menu in an awesome atmosphere. Stop by for happy hour on Thursdays and Fridays from 4 to 6 for trivia every Tuesday. Grab your team, head over to Taquito Lindo in the corner of Sheridan and International Drive. Experience Mexico in the 716 at Taquito Lindo.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.